WTAW News Time is about 6 minutes after 7. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. 3 days after the election, the Research Valley Partnership Committee promoting additional workforce education is still counting petition signatures who support asking Brazos County voters to create a new college funded by property taxes.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson says it'll take a few days to finish counting because not all the petitions had been returned. Olson says they have easily several thousand signatures. He also emphasized it's one of several options being considered, including partnering with Blinn College. The City of Bryan's annual financial contribution to the RVP, $350,000, was approved on election night by the City Council on a 4-3 vote. Mike Sutherland wanted to postpone the vote until he could question the committee.
They're spending our money against us, and I think that until we find out what they're doing and why they're doing it, we don't need to give them any more of our money.
Mayor Jason Bianski, who was part of the majority vote, told Sutherland he was not opposed to a separate workshop.
We can bring him into a future workshop to answer questions, but I wouldn't postpone their overall budget and funding because you have a concern with one small aspect of what they do to provide. That's not fair.
Well, no, it's not a one small aspect right now. It's a pretty major aspect of what they're doing. I mean, they're disturbing the whole town.
Meantime, Election Day results will create a near unanimous support of the RVP committee's work on the Bryan City Council. In addition to the election of Mayor Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP committee with Olson, proponents also include two newly elected councilmen. Prentice Madison said on election night, residents in single-member District 2 are looking forward to having more jobs.
They're looking forward to the skills training vocational school that some of the citizens are fighting for. Those are really pluses for the city of Bryan.
And Ruben Marin, who will represent single-member District 1, says a vocational school is the number one thing on his list to recruit businesses to Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council's decision to ban parking on already congested residential streets behind the fire station at University and Taro also led to an interest in creating city-issued parking permits for residents who live in that neighborhood and similar areas around town. City Manager Kelly Templin warned the council it's not a perfect fix.
I have extensive experience in another college town that after 3 years rescinded said parking because of the public protest, because we hauled away parents and, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, and it's going to require the hiring of many, many more police officers and an administrative process for issuing those.
The council told affected homeowners surrounded by Aggie Shack student housing to contact staff about creating a protection district to prevent future construction. Most of yesterday's meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents was about a proposal to merge its campuses in Kingsville and Corpus Christi. Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth, a Bryan native, wanted a way to back out if the board changed its mind.
If the feedback from faculty, students, alumni, all the other things is not conducive to doing this, then okay, if there's a back door. But you can't, what I want to make sure is that we don't have legislation that all of a sudden we're impregnated and we can't walk back away from it.
The Regents gave no direction following a more than 1 hour long discussion. Any merger would require approval of the legislature and accrediting agencies. Those attending today's Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial will include a group of descendants of the bombing of Pearl Harbor, which took place 75 years ago next month. Rick Lawrence is with the Houston area chapter of the group Sons and Daughters Pearl Harbor Survivors.
We'll be wearing red shirts that says, you know, Sons and Daughters of Pearl Harbor Survivors on us. Please make sure if you see us, stop us, talk to us. We'll be glad to. Well, we'll probably talk your ear off about Pearl Harbor.
Today's program starts at 5 at Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 53 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash. or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know a lot of people associate pools with the summertime, obviously, and they don't really think about it during these months, but is now a good time to build a pool?
You know what's funny about that is the reality is that it takes quite a bit of time to build a pool. Not the actual construction part of it, but the planning part of it. You have to get financing. You've got to get all the permits pulled. I mean, there's just parts of the pool that will take some time. So a lot of customers that are getting started this time of year are really smart because everybody wakes up January 1 and goes, you know what? I want a pool and I want it this year. Well, the smart ones say, okay, I'm going to do it right now so that by the time my construction is complete, I'll be ready to go for next year.
Something you don't think about until it starts getting warmer, but maybe you should here in these months so that you can have it done whenever it's time to get in the pool.
Amen.
Sounds great. Right now at Sunshine Fun Pools, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward or a free Hayward heater for your pool. The offer is only good through the month of November, so call today, 979-690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality. Quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs, 712, and the weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Veterans Day starts out with clouds and perhaps a shower or two in a few spots. As the day goes on, though, we'll start to break into some sunshine. Temperatures today will make their way up to about 70 to 75. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to about 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun, 70 to 75. Clouds and 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds will give way to sunshine on Sunday. The highs on Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor. He's got a look at your high school and Aggie football report. Meanwhile, the A&M soccer team looks for a win over TCU in the first round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow. Tonight, the A&M basketball team begins their season as they face Northwestern State at Reed Arena. And in the NFL, no surprise, as the Cleveland Browns still have yet to secure a win, losing to the now AFC North leading Baltimore Ravens. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Just a word real quick. It is Veterans Day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Remembrance Day in Canada. This is not the day that you go out and buy a brand new fill-in-the-blank, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Understand that, and that's the problem of what's happened to Veterans Day in the United States. You know, if you go to Europe, it's different in Europe because, mm-hmm. you know, they had, what, 3 million people die in
exactly.
war?
Oh, yeah.
We have not been invaded. So we maybe have a different – I mean, we want to be the world's protector if we can, but we have not been invaded with a ground war. And it's a different world in Europe
mm-hmm.
on Veterans Day. And I'll tell you, next hour we're going to do Tom's What is a Vet, which we always do two times a year, do it on Memorial Day, we do it on Veterans Day, and we're going to do that today. But just take a minute. Thank a vet. There's a vet in your family. Thank them for their service now, their service in the past, and we need to remember it every day, but we certainly need to remember it today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Go to an event. We're going to have one over at the memorial, right?
Matter of fact, we'll have Senator Cornyn there, as a matter of
yes.
fact.
Yes.
There you go.
For that. So that's a neat deal. It's a power hour for us right here. Woo-hoo! On Bryan Broadcasting.
Woo-hoo! Power, yeah. Power. Yes, for Bryan Broadcasting Cares for Kid Radiothon, benefiting Ronald McDonald House Charities, indeed, and it is the power hour. And thank you very, very much to Cashin and DeLeon NP Clinic. That's Nursing Practitioner Services and Chiropractic Services. They are the ones that are sponsoring this Power Hour today. And what does Power Hour mean to you? Well, it means for every donation up to $1,500 that you make individually to Ronald McDonald House Charities, they're going to match it. You give 15, it becomes 30. You give 100, that's two. You know how to do the multiplication on that, but that's going to be this entire 7 o'clock hour, and that's thanks to the good people at Cash and De Leon, NP Clinic Chiropractic. And, Scott, I've been watching people come in and out of the lobby, and I've been thinking about these people, if they have children that they're coming to see in the hospital, how much nicer it would have been if they didn't have to fight the traffic and fight the parking, and they'd get up early, how nice it would be if they were already here at the hospital with a family room. And I know that that Chelsea can speak about that personally, right?
Yeah, it's kind of neat that we have stories, but we have one right here with us this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, when I was 4 years old, I had to have open heart surgery, and a lot of people don't know that about me, and I'm fine now. Don't worry. I'm good to go.
Good, good.
But when I was 4 years old, and I had to go to Galveston to have my surgery done, because at the time, that was, you know, where the best facility was, and that's where we had to go. Well, my parents were able to stay at a Ronald McDonald House there in Galveston for a week while I was in the hospital. And I don't remember a lot about that time, very, very little. But I understand that it was one of the most difficult times for my parents, because their baby girl is undergoing this major surgery and they're about 3 hours away from home. Mm-hmm. The thought of paying for a hotel room and having to worry about all of these other things while there was such a major issue going on in their lives would have been a lot. But Ronald McDonald House Charities, by being able to provide that house and that room for them, it allowed them to stay close to me. And that's what we keep talking about during this radiothon, is keeping families close. That's what Ronald McDonald House Charities does. And looking back, I realize how much that meant for my parents at that time in their lives. And anytime a child is in a hospital, whether they're a newborn or a 20-year-old, which, you know, Ronald McDonald House Charities here serves up to 21 years old. And so to have that ability for the family to stay close without having to worry about where to stay or a hotel expense, it means so much to them, and it really does a lot. And you can help, obviously, by donating during our radiothon for the rest of the day. And I understand that Tucker also spoke to a very special guest, and that's who we're going to hear from now.
We're here with Dr. Jared Cashin and Dr. Rio De Leon from Cashin and De Leon. They're our Power Hour sponsors this hour. Thanks for coming in, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
So why get involved with Ronald McDonald House Charities?
Kids that are in need that are at the hospital, that's one of the main reasons why we got involved, because some people can't afford it and they need to stay at the hospital with their children. And this allows them to be able to stay there and comfort them.
And I know that one of the things that we've been talking about this entire time, and in terms of the services they provide here in Bryan College Station, I think a lot of people have commented that, man, I didn't realize that there was such a need, but there's a giant need for this type of thing.
Well, you know, and as health advocates, I think that's one of the reasons we got involved. And I think that if a family, you know, does not have to worry about the cost of where to stay, I think that allows them to kind of heal and help assist in the healing process of a child. For me, myself, I'm pretty much, you know, children are, you know, I think they should have the convenience and a place to heal, you know, without their parents having to stress.
And with the Ronald McDonald House, great thing is you get that with the charities providing family rooms and all the other things they do. It can make it a lot more palatable to people to be able to stay in the hospital right next to their child when this whole thing is going on. And the family rooms are incredible. I know you're familiar with this, Jared. I mean, it's amazing to see these things, right?
Yes, it is. My wife actually works for Ronald McDonald House, and seeing these young kids and, you know, needing a book or something, she'll bring like the little Happy Wheels cart around, or if they need a snack, or the parents that are staying there that, you know, to get away to get something to eat. I mean, they have the service to get the sleep, eat, read, anything to take the stress away. It's a wonderful thing.
Now, I mentioned it's a power hour, which means that your donation this hour is doubled. If you call right now, the number is 1-877-335-KIDS. That's 1-877-335-5437. Up to $1,500. They'll double it thanks to our friends at Cashin and De Leon. Why should people call and donate?
Again, like I was saying, you know, such a program with extra resources, it can be a benefit for any family. You just don't know when you will need such services. We say that, you know, I'm going to be okay, I'm not going to need it, but there's going to be a time and place that we may need it, and I just don't want to be, you know, that person. And I know that if I can help at this point, then I know that it's going to help somebody out.
1-800-335-KIDS. It's 1-800-335-5437. Guys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
November is National Hospice Month. Hospice provides heartfelt end-of-life care by supporting patients and families in handling the medical, emotional, and social aspects of life-limiting illness. Hospice Brazos Alley has welcomed the invitation to serve for 27 years. You, the community, make this possible. In recognition of National Hospice Month, Hospice Brazos Valley would like to thank the community for its generous support. Comfort is their specialty. Trust is their promise. To learn more, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
722 News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Okay, so you're probably busy making your protest sign to head out to the streets today. And so,
how'd you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, there are some Hillary supporters who would like to see the Electoral College vote her into office. And technically, that could happen. Although the country made the choice for the next president on Tuesday, members of the Electoral College will not cast their ballots until December the 19th. And there's a change.org petition out there. Yeah, attempting to urge the electors to make Hillary the commander-in-chief. Now, according to the Constitution, chosen electors of the Electoral College are the real people who will vote for president when they meet on December 19th in their state capitals. Technically, nothing is stopping any of the electors from voting for that person or refusing to support the candidate to whom they were bound, or by abstaining from voting altogether. There's even a name for that. It's called a faithless elector.
Ooh,
faithless.
Yeah.
The elector.
So then why do we have an election?
Yeah, really. So 24 states bind their electors. If electors vote against their party, they usually pay a fine and get whacked across the head. I don't know. I don't know. But they can vote however they want, and there is no legal means to stop them. Now, well over 99% of the electors throughout U.S. American history have voted as pledged. She would need 20 electors to go rogue. So,
good luck on that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, wait, but I do have a story of a rigged election. It turns out that...
This one wasn't rigged, by the way.
No, it wasn't. No, it was not. It was not.
Yes, right.
He said he'd support it because he'd win, and you know what? He was right.
He won.
Yeah. That's right.
10 years ago this month, there was an apparent rigged election in Waldenburg, Arkansas, of all places.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Wooten lost his bid for mayor, or maybe it was just a glitch. He's not bitter about it, but he doesn't understand why he didn't get one vote.
He didn't get any votes.
He did not get a vote.
Did he vote for himself?
He said he should have received at least one, which is his own.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's rigged.
But election results in Waldenburg showed he got, none. He said
that's
at the time at least 8 or 9 people told him they'd voted for him. Of course, they could just be lying.
Well, yeah.
Come on, mama.
Yeah, really. But the votes were cast on an electronic voting machine, so I mean, I'm just saying.
Interesting.
Just saying. So
maybe his Chad was hanging. No, it was electronic.
A plan by Spain's prime minister to ban the use of memes in the country. How about that? Has met with immediate and comical backlash on social media.
He's probably been a meme too often.
That's
and he's upset.
Yeah, that's probably right. That's probably right. The okay, pan was put before cut. What?
I'll bite. What's a meme?
So, like a graphic on the computer with words that make it funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a picture with a little caption.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
So, and then it becomes a thing then because of that.
And then people share it on social media. Yeah.
But thank you.
But old people go mad to memes.
I'll send you a meme, Tom.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, thank
there.
You.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, don't be meme to me.
Okay. Pulling. Oh, wait. Okay, I got it. Wait. Oh, no, I didn't either. I thought I had it.
That's okay.
I was like, he's here already.
No, he's not here already. I hit the wrong button. It's okay. Police in China nabbed a 19-year-old for spewing a smartphone. Spewing? How about swiping? Swiping a smartphone from a bar. All right, 19-year-old steals a phone from a bar. That's bad. What's worse is it was a Galaxy Note 7, and it exploded in his apartment. Blew a hole.
Serves you right.
Yep.
Karma in China. Who knew? Hello.
So it's a comic strip. I mean.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like a one window comic.
One
strip.
Window.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's it.
So, there you go.
All right. So anyway, so while Chelsea puts the meme together, she'll deliver that to you in a few minutes, Tom, and then you'll be part of the in crowd.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to be. In less than 3 weeks, then try a mini master class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini master doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university
degree
plan.
Call your husband.
Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Good morning. It's 727, the Infomaniacs. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Going to be an okay day. Look for a high temperature, probably about 73 or so. Then tonight, down to 55. We'll do about the same thing for tomorrow and Sunday. Starts to warm up gradually with the sun being around a whole lot more, starting on Monday and Tuesday. And it says here by Tuesday, we'll be back up to about 75 or above. Right now, winds out of the east at 3. We've got fair skies, and it's 55.
That chill in the air is back. But here at Malik, we know just what to do to make sure that crisp, frigid air doesn't sneak into your home uninvited. Our heating experts are here for you 24/7, especially during the holidays. Malik technicians provide Texas-sized warmth, like a cozy summer bonfire. No winter day is too much for us to handle. Our team knows what comfortable living is, and we're here to bring it to you. We're Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
On election night, as it became clear that Donald Trump had found a pathway to victory, Van Jones of CNN went racial. After calling the idea of a Trump presidency a nightmare, Van Jones said this was a white lash against a changing country. It was a white lash against a black president, in part. The next day, the Washington Post ran a piece titled How Trump Won the Revenge of Working Class Whites. Now, Van Jones' communist comments are despicable, and the Washington Post narrative of racial revenge is just as ugly. Obama was elected president twice with the votes of African Americans and Americans of every race, including massive support from whites. So where does revenge fit into the equation? Tuesday was a change election. Wages are stagnant. The economy's been sucking wind for the last two terms. Obamacare's a bust. Illegal immigration's out of control. People are worried about their safety, and law enforcement is under assault. People voted the way they did on serious, substantive issues. The economy, health care, immigration policy, security. Liberals smear the voters of this nation when they trivialize these problems and dismiss their motivation as racial. And it's ridiculous. The status quo, right now, unacceptable. People want this country put on the right track. Voters decided Hillary wasn't the person to do it, and she's gone, plain and simple. Liberals complain the country is polarized. They are the ones doing the polarizing.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Folks, these days it's hard to find anything made in the USA, and that's why I am so thrilled that my friends at Mahindra make their impact utility vehicles right here in the United States. With that level of quality, it should come as no surprise that the Mahindra Impact delivers industry-leading hauling, towing, and ground clearance. It's perfect for all of you hunters and landowners out there. Plus, each Impact is backed by a 3-year powertrain warranty. No wonder 9 out of 10 owners love their Impact. And listen to this. For a limited time, you can take your pick of 0% financing or up to $1,500 cash back. Check out the Mahindra Impact, the toughest utility vehicles on earth, at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 55 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night's College Station City Council meeting ended after 5.5 hours with Mayor Nancy Berry having to tap her gavel.
Before we adjourn.
And he can't use his 3 minutes, see, because he had to have an opportunity.
Before we adjourn, I would like to...
Wrapping up 6 years of service, the mayor thanked the council and city employees.
There's genuine affection amongst us. We don't always agree, as you saw this evening, but we do it with civility and with respect.
She finished with quotes from a city employee and a famous entertainer.
Ben Roper, who every council member has reminded us that freedom is not free. And as Bob Hope says famously, thanks for the memories.
Berry, who also served on the council, will be joining the Brazos County Commission. As part of a parking ban approved by the College Station City Council last night in one residential neighborhood, there was also support to look into issuing parking permits citywide for residents who live on congested streets. James Benham thanked Carl Mooney for the idea.
I think that that would actually be a potentially incredible solution to this, because it would allow you to receive a fixed number of tags for your home, and you'd have specific zones of parking that would just be for permanent residents, and that would allow our officers to go through and ticket every single person that didn't have a resident tag that was in those spots.
The council majority was also warned it would take additional money for enforcement and possible legal changes. The parking ban approved last night are on several streets behind the fire station at University and Taro. Volunteers of a committee of the Research Valley Partnership, who were outside Brazos County voting sites on Election Day, collected enough petition signatures that they're still counting. The petition calls for an election to create a new college funded by property taxes.
Committee co-chairman Ivan Olson says they easily have several thousand signatures, but not all petitions have been returned, so the counting will continue for a few days. Olson again emphasized this is one of several options being considered, including a partnership with Blinn College. On election night, the Bryan City Council had a split vote on approving its annual support to the RVP. Mike Sutherland, a supporter of Blinn, was one of three members who wanted to postpone making the decision to give the Economic Development Agency $350,000.
They need to come to us and tell us what they're doing and why they're doing it.
City Manager Keene Register was not opposed to having the committee meeting the council to discuss their plans behind closed doors.
Certainly don't mind asking the committee members of the RVP to come in and brief council in executive session, tell you exactly what they're doing. And I think once we do that, that you will see that this is what council's directed us to do over the past probably 2 years that we've been talking about it.
The RVP committee was also brought up on election night by three newly elected members of the Bryan Council. Ruben Marin, who will represent single-member District 1, says a new vocational school is one way to entice businesses to locate in Bryan.
Number one on the list is our vocational school. I think it's going to be huge for the west side of Bryan, for the city of Bryan as a whole, and we're so excited about that.
Prentice Madison, who will represent single-member District 2, says residents are looking forward to the opportunities and new jobs the vocational school is supposed to generate. And Bryan's new mayor, Andrew Nelson, co-chairs the RVP committee. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Texas A&M System Board of Regents is considering a merger of its campuses in Corpus Christi and Kingsville. During yesterday's discussion in College Station, student regent Stephanie Martinez of Laredo, who attends A&M International, talked to 50 students from each campus. None supported the merger.
There is identity that would be left behind on these students. Pride, culture, passion. I mean, people in Corpus don't want to be the Javelinas.
Any merger would require approval from the legislature and accrediting agencies. Next month marks the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor bombing. A group of children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of those who were at Pearl Harbor will be at today's Veterans Day program at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
Now, I've been to memorials all over the United States, especially in Washington, D.C., and I would say this one ranks up there with the best of them.
The description of the local memorial is from Rick Lawrence, who represents the group Sons and Daughters Pearl Harbor Survivors in the Houston area. Lawrence invites those attending to today's program to look for them, and they're the ones wearing the red shirts.
Each chance we have to talk about, Pearl Harbor or about our family members who were there, or just about the service in general, we love to have that opportunity.
Today's program starts at 5 at Veterans Park. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 55 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, VA, conventional, FHA, and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hear that? No, it's not a stampede of cattle. It's a stampede of people who waited way too long to find a doorbuster deal. Bubba Dixon here, and at Tom Light Chevrolet, you don't have to wait for the end of the year to take advantage of incredible Black Friday discounts, because we got Black Friday going on all month long. And that means you'll save over $12,000 off a new 2016 Chevy Silverado. That's right, over $12,000 in savings on a brand new Silverado throughout the entire month of November. With nearly 200 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from, and the most competitive internet pricing around, you'll find the Black Friday deal you're looking for, and you won't have to muscle through a crowd to get it. Visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan or online at tomlight.com to take the Tom Light Challenge for yourself and see why, since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Stock number 58340, 44545 MSRP, less 3979, dealer discount, 8909, select Chevy bonus tag, plus TTNL with approved credit, not available with other offers, expires 11/30/16.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. It's 7:39. It's weather brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Veterans Day starts out with clouds and perhaps a shower or two in a few spots. As the day goes on, though, we'll start to break into some sunshine. Temperatures today will make their way up to about 70 to 75. We're going to be partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be down to about 55 to 60. Tomorrow, partial sun, 70 to 75. Clouds and 50 to 55 tomorrow night. Clouds will give way to sunshine on Sunday. The highs on Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs take on Ole Miss on Saturday. Both teams will be without their starting quarterbacks. Meanwhile, high school football playoffs are underway and continue this weekend. We'll get your high school and Aggie football report from Zach Taylor. The A&M soccer team takes on TCU in Fort Worth tomorrow for the first round of the NCAA tournament. Meanwhile, the A&M basketball season begins tonight at Reed Arena, with the Aggs going head-to-head with Northwestern State. And Thursday night football saw the Baltimore Ravens take the lead in the AFC North with their win over the still winless Browns. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. The election hangover continues out there, but this has a whole new meaning.
What difference at this point does it make?
That's it.
Our job.
Yeah, that's right. What difference does it make now? Just saying. Hillary could go on tour, though. I mean, she could go around the country.
She's still going to make money.
Yeah, she wouldn't charge much for that, would she?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I can just see her, like, zip-tying down to the stage with a keytar. And
yeah,
just...
it'd be fun. Yeah. Okay, there we are. Tom Turbyville's at the Met. It's Power Hour right now.
It is. It's the big hour for the Ronald McDonald Charities Radiothon that we're doing. You did it started yesterday. Got to finish it up today. The Power Hour means that for every donation that you make during this hour, it is going to be matched. Thank you to the good people over at Cashin and DeLeon NP Clinic, Chiropractic Services. And tell you what, Scott, as a matter of fact, we have somebody that's been with us all day yesterday and all day today. She's Shannon Cashin. Her husband actually is the Cashin of Cashin and DeLeon Chiropractic, so this means something personal for them, sure. Obviously, and she's been here all day long. She's the volunteer coordinator locally for Ronald McDonald Charities. Want to throw just a couple of quick numbers at you. Not going to get into the weeds on this, but just how much is the existing family room that we have in the Brazos Valley used? Through 10 months this year, 637 visitors to the two bedrooms that exist in the Brazos Valley right now. 31 families served, 292 sleep nights provided for the two bedrooms that exist right now. So does it get used? Yes, it gets used a whole lot, and it's going to get used even more and to even more benefit with your donation by calling us at 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS, or go online at WTAW.com. You can do it that way. It's the Power Hour. Double your donation by donating what you can, and the good folks over at Cashin and DeLeon will match it.
If you're the person who listens to us who voted for Hillary Clinton, well, congratulations to you. Mm-hmm. And understand that the way that you feel today, well, may go on for a little while.
Yeah.
We apparently have a study that claims that it takes 1 week to get over your candidate losing. Days after the election, it's no surprise. So
we're going to have to put up with that on Facebook for another few days.
Well, I suppose that's probably right. People Magazine is being threatened with a boycott after the new issue featured several positive Donald Trump stories, including having the president-elect gracing the cover.
Oh, my.
Yes. How dare they?
The hashtag Boycott People Magazine was taken up by Twitter users, including Judd Apatow, Zoe Kazan, and John Cryer. Well, listen, I really appreciate your work. I like some of the things that two of you guys do. I don't even know who Zoe is, but anyway. But I don't need you to tell me how you feel about it, okay? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I think we may have found out exactly how effective Hollywood star power is.
Well, yep, I think you're right. That's true.
Also, there used to be a day and age when, you kind of kept your vote silent and private.
Right.
You know?
It was more of a private matter.
It's like taboo to ask somebody who they voted for.
Well, and actually to expand beyond Hollywood, because, somehow, some way, LeBron James thought that him coming out and telling us who he was going to vote for was going to make a difference there.
Well, but also, I saw Russell Westbrook, and they asked him, a reporter asked him, maybe not who did you vote for, but how did you feel about the election?
Right.
And I'm thinking, it's a post-game interview. What are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
And so he did come out and say, well, I didn't vote for Trump. That's as much as I'll tell you. But yeah, why is that? Stop bringing that into sports. Yeah.
Hello.
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 Just a couple thoughts. One, Sharon, some other actress or actor, whatever he is, wanted to leave the country, and I think she wanted to go to Jupiter.
Yeah.
SpaceX is building our recovery vehicles to go back and forth to the shuttle.
That'd be perfect
for that.
Let me
test that one.
Okay, good.
And another, somebody finds a GoFundMe, what do you call it, club or whatever, to go ahead and help the rest of them leave, too.
I think it'd be a wonderful idea. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Veterans Day to everybody. Happy Veterans Day. I just want to comment on these losers on the West Coast particularly. Do we have a second?
Sure.
Yeah. A tweet was posted on Fox and Friends yesterday morning. You may have seen it, but you were probably working. But anyway, it commented on how these younger people have trouble losing. You know, they get participation trophies if they just show up. You know, they're never lost. Their self-esteem, we don't want to hurt them. And they just can't deal with losing. And they got to realize winners and losers. So that was my comment.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. No, it's very true.
Yeah, it is.
So as mentioned, you know, Amy Schumer said she was, quote, just kidding.
Just kidding, guys.
Yeah, just kidding. Really wasn't going to do that.
Well, you know, after all that ruckus with Colin Kaepernick, he didn't even vote.
Yes, I saw that.
He didn't even vote.
He said that it doesn't matter because the injustice and the oppressed people is still going to exist. Yeah. So he just didn't vote.
Okay.
That makes no sense.
Whoopi Goldberg says that her comments were misunderstood.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
She said she won't be leaving the country that she was, quote, raised and born in. Well, okay, fine. All right, now help me out. Who is Amy Adams? I don't know who
Amy Adams. She's an actress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she's an actress.
Entertainment Tonight reports Amy got a big surprise. Excuse me, I had to cough. When she dyed her hair red back in 2004, everything changed for her overnight. She said the actress said that people responded to her by saying that she was quirky and fun. With her new red hair.
I thought she just was redheaded.
Me too.
I didn't realize that's
what you learned today.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, for all the actors and politicians that are talking about leaving, let them leave. As soon as they cross the border, we denounce their U.S. citizenship.
Oh, I could like that. And I'm going to tell you, if you go to Canada, it's not any better up there. Mm-hmm. The healthcare situation is really horrible up there. Just letting you know. Right. Just in case you thought that's
all but they're
better.
Celebrities. They're rich.
Well,
they can do whatever
right.
they want.
Well, and that is the point. There are so many people from Silicon Valley who decided they wanted to support Trump because, you know what, they've made their millions of dollars, and they can take the new taxes that would happen if Clinton were elected, but then that's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me shift gears for just a second.
Okay.
Because we did have a caller who said that today's Veterans Day, and we thank you for what you're doing for Ronald McDonald House Charities here in Bryan College Station, but I do want to tell you about another organization. It is called AnySoldier.com. If you have a soldier or don't that you would like to send a package to in harm's way, if you go to this organization's website, anysoldier.com, they make arrangements to make sure that men and women who are in harm's way get something special. Nice to think about on Veterans Day, something you could do once a month, as a matter of fact. Just saying, as it's Veterans Day today.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Veterans Day is about honoring heroes, heroes like my friend Roger Sherrard. Roger was a West Point grad, a former Army Ranger, and an infantry company commander. During the Vietnam War, Rogers' company was dropped into a rice paddy and encountered massive resistance from the North Vietnamese. The men were pinned down by enemy fire. A brutal bloodbath ensued. The man next to Roger was shot and killed. 11 other soldiers died during the course of the night. Amazingly, Roger and his men took the hill and spent the night hiding in positions dug by the North Vietnamese. It wasn't until the next day that they were finally able to make it out of the jungle. As the commander of the mission, Roger felt responsible for every man who died that night. He wished he had not walked out of that battlefield. Years later, he still struggles with the violent memory, although there was nothing he could have done differently. I'm thankful for the courageous members of our armed forces, both past and present. I also salute the families who faithfully hold down the fort at home while their loved ones are away on our behalf. These families bravely carry on, knowing that at any moment their beloved soldier could pay the ultimate price. These patriots, both our soldiers overseas and those waiting for them at home, deserve to be honored today for the heroes they truly are. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. You're probably paying more than you should. Call TermBusters at 877-804-2121. That's 877-804-2121. Remember, 877-804-2121. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
At 8 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Remember, we've got about 8 more minutes in this Power Hour brought to you by Cash and De Leon Chiropractic. What that means is they'll match your amount that you are pledging today, up to $1,500, if you'll call before 8 o'clock this morning, 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS, or you can go online to WTAW.com.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:53. Well, the high school football playoffs kicked off last night, and the Ags kick off tomorrow. And with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
The Texas high school football playoffs kicked off early last night as the Navasota Rattlers fell to the Kilgore Bulldogs in the bi-district round in Lufkin. Now, tonight, A&M Consolidated is set to square off with Jacksonville in the first round at Sam Houston State University. Kickoff is at 7:30 at Bowers Stadium with broadcast on The Zone, 102.7 FM. Also kicking off their playoff run tonight are the Bryan Vikings, who traveled to Killeen to take on the Ennis Lions. Game time is set for 7:30 at Leo Buckley Stadium, with coverage on Sports Radio 1150. And tomorrow, the undefeated College Station Cougars head to Midlothian to take on the White House Wildcats. That game is set to kick off tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550. Eighth-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up for a big game with SEC foe Ole Miss this weekend. Now, both teams will be without starting quarterbacks as Trevor Knight went down for the Aggs with a shoulder injury last week, and Chad Kelly suffered a season-ending knee injury for the Rebels. Now, the Rebs could use backup Jason Pellerin or maybe even go with true freshman Shea Patterson. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin.
Shea's really, really a talented guy, but he's young. And as a coach, you're looking at really playing the 3 regular season games, a bowl game, which gives a guy really 2 complete months of preparation and playing even with spring football and winning the games that you have. You want to give your team the best chance to win.
The Aggies will look to keep him in check when they score off with the Rebels tomorrow night at 6:30. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In A&M soccer, tomorrow the Aggies embark on their 22nd consecutive NCAA championship as they travel to Fort Worth to battle the TCU Horned Frogs in first-round action on Saturday. The Aggs will look for a win with the kickoff starting at 7 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550.
Meanwhile, in A&M basketball, the Aggies tip off the 2016-17 season tonight as they take on Northwestern State at 8 p.m. at Reed Arena. In A&M volleyball, the squad closes out their four-match homestand against Mississippi State and Georgia this weekend. Tonight, they're facing Mississippi State at 5 p.m. at Reed Arena, and on Sunday, they're taking on Georgia at 1 p.m. And in the NFL for Thursday night football, the Baltimore Ravens took sole possession of first place in the AFC North by beating the winless Cleveland Browns 28-7 last night. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. How you doing, Jen?
I'm good. How are you, Brad?
I'm fantastic. Now, okay, we're always talking about the numbers and stuff like that. We're always talking about how the market's looking. What's it looking like for October that we just got done with?
So October numbers are in, so your question's perfect.
Awesome.
We're looking at October continuing this kind of balanced market trend. When we look at total units sold, we're looking at 185 for the month of October. In 2014, it was 218. In 2015, it was 200. So down just a little bit. But actually, total sales for the month of October actually beat out 2015, but we're a little bit lower than 2016. So that tells you that the total sales price, the average sales price, was actually up a little bit this year.
Oh.
So, you know, things are good all the way around.
All right. Well, if you're looking to buy or sell a house and you need some tips and some hints and stuff like that about the market and about the numbers, get in touch with Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. Look them up online, zarealestate.com.
All right, here's the phone number. It's 877-335-KIDS or online at WTAW.com. We only got a couple of minutes left to make that double because it's Power Hour.
It is Power Hour, thanks to the people at Cashin and DeLeon Chiropractic, NP Clinic over there. And what, again, if you need to be reminded of why we're here for Ronald McDonald Charities. I am at the Med. We've got folks with our entire family of Bryan Broadcasting at all three hospitals in the Bryan College Station area. And just a little bit of history here. For many, many years, a small group of local citizens that were spearheaded by Rebecca and Bobby Bainick, they were diligently looking for expansion of Ronald McDonald House Charities into the Bryan College Station area, and they made it happen. In 2013, the Central Texas group agreed to come to the Brazos Valley, and about a year ago, they hired a very wonderful and persistent lady named Katie Scott, who had a personal reason for wanting to get involved with Ronald McDonald House Charities. And here we are today asking you to call that phone number that Scott just gave you. That is 877-335-KIDS to donate. And if you do it in the next 2 minutes, it'll be doubled by the good people at Cashin and DeLeon Chiropractic and NP Clinic. So do that right now. Call. Your donation gets doubled if you call. in the next minute and a half. So do it right now. The phone number, 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS. If you'll do that, you can really help bring families closer together.